It doesn't matter.
Too late to quit.
Speaking of quitting,
comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. What are we talking about this week?
Comic-Con trailers. Woo! And also your tales from the road, sir.
Tales from the road. Road tales.
From Comic-Con.
Tales.
Thundercrash.
From Comic-Con. So, what'd we watch, Mike?
Shakedown. Me and Joe watched Shakedown.
Gross. Breakdown.
Remember way back when, like 3 weeks ago?
Right? Maybe a week ago?
No, it's like 2 weeks
ago. No, when we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, a week ago when we talked about it on the show? No. Last week?
No.
Yes.
Last week was
And it started with...
Was that how that one
started? Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It was a whole week.
Yeah, it was a whole week ago.
You some bitch.
Some bitch.
But we watched that movie. Shakedown.
Breakdown. It actually ended up being a really good movie up until the end.
Yeah, man.
If they were drunk, I think they were high.
Something went wrong.
We were pretty full.
Yeah,
when pretty you go, full. When you go Pyology, Munchies, and then Starbucks.
Yeah, this motherfucker, like, we get dessert, and he's like, Starbucks. And I'm expecting him to get, like, a coffee or a tea or something, because we just had dessert. And then he gets that chocolate fucking milkshake thing.
Milkshake thing?
It's got coffee in it.
Yeah, but you went crazy, sir.
Yeah, it was
super crazy, sir.
Crazy.
Super cheap day.
Yeah.
Super
anyway,
cheap.
Anyway, go watch that movie. It was fun.
That's all we're going to. And Dr. Cox.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, yeah, Sam Elliott was in it, too.
The original Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one that rode the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still looks the same.
He's he's looked like that
forever.
Yeah,
born old, just like Morgan Freeman.
I can't remember a movie where I thought, "Oh, that's Sam Elliott as a young man." Like I don't remember that being a thing.
This film wasn't a thing then.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
Because like the earliest movie I could remember would probably be, what's that one he did with the Western he did with Tom Selleck? The Sacketts.
I think so. Yeah.
Like. Had some gray in his beard, gray but in his
he
hair.
Still had like the long hair.
That was like 100 years ago.
The mustache. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, now he's just. He looks like now he just has short hair, short gray hair.
Now he's on that show, The Ranch.
Yeah, and he had that movie, that indie movie where he got some good publicity for, where he plays an old actor. Oddly enough.
Biopic. It was a biopic that no one told him about.
Apparently. But, yeah. And Peter Weller's still alive. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
We'll watch him and RoboCop 2 coming out soon, apparently.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Trailer breakdown. What trailers were released this year's San Diego Comic-Con, sir?
We got... Aquaman.
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 Yeah.
What are we talking about? And all of them and then go over? Or is it like,
no, let's just talk about Aquaman.
Aquaman. Go, Mike. What'd you think?
Visually, it looks stunning. Like, way better than I thought it was going to look. But the trailer itself, I mean, kind of gives you an idea of what the movie's about. You know? Like, what the
fighting
main...
with fish underwater?
Yeah. And that's...
Fist to cuffs.
Nah.
I give him a high five. I like that one.
At one point, I hope they fight with swordfish.
Like he grabs the swordfish and hits him in the face.
Ching, ching, ching.
They're riding sharks, bro. They're riding armored sharks.
Yeah. You can.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
joust with
if that's a thing, I'm all in.
Yep.
Mickey just showed me a picture of that.
They did. Like, it was a poster.
Well, like just that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, new trailer, armored shark.
And it's like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Armored shark. But Mike's just throwing cash at the fucking screen.
Going back and forth.
Fuck you. Take this money.
It looks good, though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it does. What was your favorite thing you saw besides armored shark in the trailer?
Honestly, the first couple seconds of the trailer when he's a kid.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, they're in this big aquarium and it's young Aquaman. An Aqua Lad, maybe. Nope. Ah, fuck your face. But he's a
fuck couple your bullies. Face.
A couple bullies come up and start teasing him and slam him up against the glass right there. And then this fucking crazy shark comes in and cracks the glass right behind him and scares the shit out of the kids. And then he turns around and like he's talking to the fish through his head powers, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I want him to actually talk to a fish at some point. That has to be a thing, right?
There's in a recent comic book, it was a Doctor Strange, one of the last Doctor Strange books. Spider-Man asked Doctor Strange if he can talk to a spider, and he does it.
Nice.
Really funny.
Anyway, so at that point, the kid realizes he has some kind of communication with these fish and turns around and his eyes change color, like he's just realizing he has some type of power. And then the whole fucking aquarium was just lined up behind him, like ready to beat the shit out of those little kids that were picking on him. I was like, all right.
Are you with the clothes? We're picking on fish kid.
Which is, I mean, probably the most unrealistic part of this movie is the fact that Jason Momoa could ever be picked on at any point in his life.
Right.
Well, they were older than him, it looked like.
Yeah, so
they had to choose down. They chose poorly, obviously.
Yeah, very poorly.
And he's like, mm-mm. They're like, ah, shit.
And then you know.
We done made a mistake.
The city itself. And they go down into the city. Like, the city just looks gorgeous.
Atlantis.
Yeah, it looks like Avatar underwater. Like, it's so vibrant and cool looking. And
your vehicle.
Yeah. Super dope.
Then there's one of them Sea Fork fights going on, but him and his half-brother.
Yeah. Wish the half brother was somebody else.
You that's like the Patrick only. Wilson?
Nah, I never really liked Patrick Wilson that much.
He was in.
Yeah.
He's in Watchmen.
It's not a big deal. It was just like, oh, okay. He's in it.
He was Night Owl, too.
Yeah.
But this time he's not chubby. And he's blonde. And has a man bun. That makes me upset.
Well.
That's how you fit a crown.
That's probably
on.
His choice.
He's like, oh, I'm going to wear a man bun to fit my crown on better.
That's fair.
Aquaman ain't going to do that. He'd be like, nah, long hair, don't care. Crown.
Bigger crown, bitch.
Yep. He's like, yeah. Bigger fish crown.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Joe.
What'd you think?
Joe.
I liked it. It has, well.
That's about what I.
So exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get excited about it.
Giggity, giggity. Oh.
I'm not Mike. Like, Aquaman's a cool character, and I love Jason Momoa, but I don't know. It's not as a huge draw for me as it is Mike. Visually, it does remind me a lot of the previous DC movies. It is absolutely gorgeous looking, and it is really cool to see Atlantis for more than what you saw in...
that one little e-bit.
Which wasn't even the actual city that you see there. It's really just...
Somewhere they hid the mother box, yeah.
It looked like some place that was just sunken in water, and that was it.
And then not sunken water, and then sunken water again?
Yeah.
Because she used her powers and pulled the water out.
I do wonder what is... I get the basic gist of the movie that it... whoever that was, his half-brother, wants to take over...
Orm.
And...
Prince Orm?
Yeah, and conquer the world, essentially, or wage war against the surface dwellers. But then where do you get, was it Manta Ray?
Black Manta.
Black Manta. Where does he come into this?
I don't know, but that suit looked dope as fuck.
It does look absolutely cool. I don't know.
We'll have to wait to see, because this doesn't really give us much story.
Exactly, yeah.
Other than, hey, Pensorm, you know, cray-cray.
And you have that giant people. Battle at the end there, which looked kind of cool, but...
With those weird mer people.
But then who are the mer people? Who, you know, what are those other creatures that you see swimming towards that fishing boat?
I don't know.
Halfway through the trailer.
But they look terrifying.
So it'd be interesting to just see what all that stuff is. But I'll see it.
Yeah, you will. You'll see with us.
Yeah, I will.
I bought tickets. Just kidding. I haven't bought tickets yet. They're not available.
How about you, Cody?
I dig this trailer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Being at Comic-Con, I got to see a couple of the outfits. You saw Mira's outfit. You saw Aquaman's outfit. Even though it's been spoiled already, he wears the orange and green.
Mm-hmm.
But it's armor versus spandex because, like, every toy has it. Like, it was ridiculous. And if it's the one that was in there, they're obviously going to have to emphasize it with digital effects, because it was very dull. It was more metal than, or like more tarnished than anything else, but it looked pretty cool. But they had the full size black Manta, but he was up on a wall, like looked like he was basically kicking in the water, because there's this big water display like of action figures and stuff, and this thing was pretty cool. But like he looked dope, and even the toy they had at DC Collectibles booth looked pretty rad too. I was like, oh, they made this goofy looking outfit from the comic books and cartoons look pretty fucking cool. And the fact in the trailer you see him shoot laser beams out of his eye and blow up a thing, I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
This looks terrifying. But Black Manta just comes out and murders people. He's a dishwasher by day, so something's gonna piss him off. Go murder us again. His day job, he's washing dishes at a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh, fish people, nope, murder time.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that sort of thing.
Some sort of weird grudge that he has against him.
Yeah, he hates water people. For sure. But I like that whole part in the side of the submarine, which is in the trailer shown out of order, because you see him lifting the submarine at one point, and then but earlier in the trailer you see him jumping into the little area right there, and you're like, well, obviously they can't be underwater, because like...
Yeah, he can't just open up that hatch and not spill in shit tons of water.
Yeah, so, and then you can see daylight coming through, so you know, obviously it's above water, but I thought it was pretty cool too, because you see him grab it and uses his mobility powers to push up through the water. I was like, oh, y'all in trouble. Something fierce. Mm-hmm. And he smashed that one guy into the roof, and he smashed the one guy into the wall. I was like, y'all should use them guns. Because I don't know if he's bulletproof, but...
Yeah, it makes me wonder at that point, too, what's going on.
Yeah. I think those are Black Manta's troops.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
It's just the outfits they had and the fact they're all black and stuff like that. I think later on in the trailer, you see him when he's marching, you see some of them behind him, too.
Okay.
So but it could be Aquaman just coming after him. And I think he's the one that actually controls those murder people. I'm not too sure. I'm not completely up on my Aquaman lore. The Adventures of Arthur Curry. Curry. I'm excited. I was very skeptical on how this would look.
Right.
Because I know they're saying they're like, a lot of this takes place in water. And I was like...
But they did it well.
I got more excited when we saw Justice League. I was like, okay, this looks good. But then seeing this one, like Mike said, and seeing how vibrant everything was, I was like, oh, this is much better than I expected. Because I expect a lot of what we saw in Justice League, just like a bigger area, you know, like very Little Mermaid-ish, you know, it's just like a castle underwater and it has mounds of sand. Like, this is like an actual, like, real city
like
with
BioShock.
A shit ton of people. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And it could be what he's doing. Like, James Wan could be like, yo, I want to make a BioShock movie, so what I'm going to do is make Atlantis look like crazy future underwater world, and then, like, we'll do it.
Has he done anything else besides, like, horror movies before this? Because that's where he really got his...
No, I think he was mostly just the horror movie stuff. I could probably look it up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. But I know him mostly from the horror movies, so it'll also be just interesting to see how he handles this.
Yeah, because he started with Saw, and then went from there.
The Conjuring movies, and...
produced, like, The Nun, and then The Nun 2.
Yeah, but those are going to the Conjuring movies.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Is it Sinister he did, too?
Yeah, it was, like, Sinister or whatever the other one was. Yeah. That always
we've discussed
those
on here
two.
Before. Yeah, so, I mean, it's interesting to see, but it looks...
he did one of the Furious 7.
Oh, that's right. He did Fury 7 before this. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So
he produces those, right? Doesn't he produce some of those too, or is that the other one? There's another guy.
Yeah, there's another guy.
Because who's the one that?
No, he produces all those scary movies.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought he produced
all the Saws.
Yeah,
but
because
not.
He created Saw movies with Lee.
Yeah.
I thought he did something else too. I thought. No, maybe he didn't. I can't remember.
Anyway.
So that was fun. I liked that trailer a lot. Not as much as I liked the next trailer we're going to talk about.
Which is?
Shazam. Oh, damn, it didn't work.
Nope.
It's never going to work, man.
Too old and not a champion.
You didn't find the old guy in the cave. You always have to find the old guy in the cave before you get powers.
That sounds like a dirty joke or a really gross euphemism.
No.
Legend of Zelda. In the cave.
Old guy in a cave.
That's the wizard, by the way. It's his name.
His name is Old Man.
In a cave.
They call me Old Man.
Okay.
And right. I'm in this cave.
Touch my rod.
Oh, no.
That's what he did.
Throwback to the Legend of Ned. Remember the that YouTube thing?
Oh, good old days. Anyways, yeah, so Shazam trailer. Mike, what'd you think?
Liked it.
Yeah.
I knew it was gonna be a comedy movie. You know, like I knew it was gonna have that spin on it. But I didn't know, and I don't know anything about Mr. Marvel, really. Like, I've seen one animated movie where he was like a prominent, or maybe two, where he was like a side character and a prominent feature in one. Other than that, I've never read any comics about him, really. So I don't have any idea. I knew he was a kid. I know he yells Shazam and he turns into a very Superman-esque type character. That's all I knew. And then, like, recently I realized, I was like, oh, they're making a comedy out of it. Like, I guess that's always kind of been the thing, but it's the first time I paid attention to it. And this is an odd mixture. It looks like it reminds me of Big.
Yeah.
From Tom Hanks, like, as mixed with superhero movies. Like, it's just, it's the thing from Big with superpowers. And I love that movie, Big, and I like superpowers, so I'm all in. Fuck it. Let's do this.
All right. Joseph?
Yeah, I'll agree with what Mike said, that going into it, I know as much as about Shazam as just that he was a kid. Wasn't he also like a group of kids at one point?
There was a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah. He shouts Shazam and turns into Shazam. But that beyond that, nothing else. So going into this and finding out that it's more of a comedy now actually seems pretty interesting. Do they have any plans of tying this into the rest of the...
It's loose, there.
It's loosely, right? Yeah. Right now, we don't know if anything we're going to see. We don't know if we're going to see Henry Cavill's Superman or Ben Affleck's Batman. We just get hints at what they are, because you see the Batarang. You see the newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
He even at one point has a Wonder Woman shirt. Like, his buddy has a Wonder Woman shirt on as well as an Aquaman shirt.
And so that's why it's not like a weird thing that there's a superhero looking dude walking around, because it's in that world. But from what I understand, none of it is really going to affect anything yet. And it's going to be there, but it's going to be this small side part of it. And they could eventually bring them in later on when they need to.
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah, I think it'll be... I hope it'll be pretty good.
Looks pretty funny, dude.
Hopefully it'll quell some gripes that a lot of people have about those movies about being so dark. This one seems like it's going in the opposite direction, where it's very lighthearted and very colorful in some scenes, especially with Shazam.
Who's the villain, Cody?
Yeah, that's one thing they don't really go over in the trailer too much about.
So the villain in this one's going to be Mark Strong's character, who is a Dr. Valini, I believe his name is.
He's Valini.
He's a mad scientist who basically turns himself into a monster. Basically, he's a little bit nutty, being a crazy scientist, you know. But he gives himself super strength and invulnerability, I believe.
Okay.
And that's why he's able to catch Shazam's fisty fist. But yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, so interesting way to do it. I think they wanted to focus more on Shazam than they wanted to do like the villain. That's why I think they want to stay away from Black Adam at this point.
Which is fine, because the masses aren't even going to know who Shazam is. Yeah.
I think it's a clever way, a smart way of doing it.
Yeah.
A very smart way of doing it, actually.
Yeah.
But I like Zachary Levi as Shazam. I think that kid they got to play Billy Batson looks really good. Seems to be doing good in the trailer. And then of course his best friend and sort of sidekick, played by Jack Glazer from the movie It.
Okay.
As well as Monk's other guys. No,
yeah, I didn't realize that. I just recognize him. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he plays the asthmatic Eddie in that. So, you know, pretty cool, I thought. I like the visuals. I didn't know if I was going to like the suit. When I first saw pictures of it, I was like, looks kind of goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you kind of watch it, and you're like, oh, I get it. Like, it's very showy. But I like the way it looks, and... I like the fact that it's like very contrast from what we've seen and everything else. Because even like Wonder Woman, her outfit's more dark colored, and his is super vibrant and has like glowing parts to it, like the lightning bolts glowing, his arm, his wrist parts glow. I think it's part of his boots glow too. But he has this like white and gold cape, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I like the fact they left the hood on there as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But I like so that.
When he puts that up, nobody knows it's him.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Is that not enough to hide it?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I don't know why.
Ha! Like we can still see
still on his chest.
He's like, no, the hood's up.
Yeah,
it's like Superman's glasses. That way you don't know he's Clark. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
My favorite scene from that trailer though is the liquor store robbery. When he goes to stop it, and he's like, and they shoot him, and he's like shocked to see the bullet come off, and his friend goes, "You have bullet immunity." He's like, I'm bulletproof. And he turns and goes, you're dead.
Yeah.
I was like, ha ha. And then they're walking out, of course, and he throws them to the windows. And he's like, sorry about your window, but you're welcome for not getting robbed. Ooh, hey, I'm a superhero.
What's up? Superhero.
That's pretty hilarious. But yeah, no, I think it looks really good. I like the tone. I like the visuals. I like the whole, let's test out your powers thing. And he's doing the floss dance, and then he punches through a column.
Yeah.
He's like, shocked that he's like punched through, because it's like it plays up like he's still a little kid, because it's not as like a lot of people think, oh, he changes into another person.
Right.
He's not, he's still Billy, but just in a bigger, more powerful super body, you know, like, so just like Mike was saying with Big, he does go big, but he's the same everything, and just like Big, he was a giant child.
Yeah.
But I just like that they're doing like the flight test. And he runs up the side of the skate half pipe, and he's like, "Nope!" and crashes down. He's like, "Oh God!" It's pretty funny to me, but yeah, I like that a lot. Looks good. Looks very promising. A very like Joe said, a very tonal shift from what we've seen so far in the so far DC extended universe or cinematic universe, I should say, because they have been very dark, not just in tone but just visually as well.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about it many times. We're okay with it. I just like the fact that this is, because it's such a different character, I think taking a different way, just like with Wonder Woman was a different way they did it too. Obviously it was done very far in the past, but
yeah,
you know, it was an interesting way of doing it. They did show, I guess, footage from Wonder Woman 1984 during the panel, but they just haven't released it to the public yet. They didn't explain anything what was going on yet. They didn't say why they're like Chris Pine's back.
Yeah,
they didn't explain that, but they did show her in the outfit, and they showed I guess it was an action scene or something. They showed, I read a brief thing, but I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm not gonna be able to watch it for a while, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyways, next up, also from Warner Brothers, outside the superhero realm, we have Godzilla King of the Monsters, which is the direct sequel to the 2013 sure. Godzilla movie.
Sure.
I believe
it 2013?
I want to say it was.
Fuck.
It's pretty old. Joe will fact check it for us.
I got it.
Oh, Mike's fact checking for us. Mike, what do you think while you're typing on your Google
2014.
Machine? I was so close. Anyways, 5 years later, we're going to get a sequel. This one directed by Mike Daughtry, I believe it is, right? He's the guy who did Trick or Treat.
Okay. Yes, Michael Daughtry.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see he's doing a big, big movie like that. Literally. The last movie was done by a guy who did small movies too, because he's the guy, Mike can pull the name up, but he did that Monsters movie where it was like basically gorilla shot and they digitized all the monster stuff in. Right. That was him, so forgetting his name right now.
Yeah.
Michael, what's his name? Is that your neck again?
No, that was him.
Is that you?
No.
I made that popping noise.
I swear it was him.
No, man.
We're all old and popping.
For the last Godzilla was directed by Gareth Edwards.
That's right. Guy did Rogue One.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did Monsters ahead before that, and so that's a pretty interesting one.
Monsters and a bunch of other random shit nobody knew.
Yeah. Is all because like Monsters like what really got him? Well, it got the movie, got him the directing of Godzilla, and then Godzilla, oddly enough, got him the directing part for Rogue One.
Interesting,
because they like the battle scenes that he did. I wish they would still release that clip we saw from Comic-Con that year, the year before when Rogue One was announced. And they showed the battle sequence because it was like a rainy day, and you see like troopers running out of the. It's very reminiscent of the island scene on Scarif. base where like the soldiers are coming through, but it was like raining poor. Oh, it was a dope ass scene. But anyways, go ahead. So what do you think of Godzilla King of Monsters, Mike?
It looks cool as shit. I'm a very casual fan of Godzilla. I don't like, I know it's got this real deep history, but I don't really know any of it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like watching the trailer, I know all these monsters that are being shown are like monsters with a history and lore to them. I just don't know them. So I feel like, yeah, I think this movie looks cool, but I feel like if you're a big Godzilla nerd, you must be crazy fucking excited right now and be able to name all those
just skadooshing.
Yeah. Like everywhere. Which I'm very happy with that. That's the thing. Cause I'm casual enough to where like, it's not going to affect me if they don't get these monsters right. I don't know how they could get them wrong, but,
I don't see the zipper at all.
I know, right? But yeah, it looks awesome. The only thing that was like weird to me is I thought this next Godzilla movie was supposed to be the King Kong Godzilla movie. I didn't know they're doing this, or did they scrap the King Kong
Godzilla? No, they're still working on that.
Okay, so that's just gonna be the next one, or
yeah, I guess, yeah. Or maybe he shows up as a surprise in this one.
That could be it.
Because this goes forward into the future, because the King Kong Skull Island, or Kong Skull Island, took place in like the 70s.
Yeah, during Vietnam.
So like 40 something years later, you have the events of the first Godzilla movie, and then obviously I'm guessing the timeline has probably gone the same, 4 or 5 years later, you have the events of this movie.
Yeah, it has to be because that Ken Watanabe
is in it. Watanabe's, yeah. She's in Shape of Water. Sally Hawkins. They returned because she played his assistant in the first movie.
Oh.
And then a later, obviously, was in Shape of Water.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
I think those are the really only two returning cast members.
Going through the cast, going back and forth, that looks like the only two.
Yeah, because like Kyle Chandler, you saw, he's the coach from Friday Night Lights. He's in it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he plays.
He was in a King Kong movie at one point.
Oh, he was in. He was in
Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Yeah, that's right. He and Vera Farminga, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
They play Billy Bobby Brown's parents. And obviously they're at odds because like she's trying to release these crazy monsters. And I'm thinking nobody else believes her because, hey, why would we want to release even more giant monsters?
Yeah.
But apparently the whole premise is there's the Earth is going through a cycle where it's going to basically terraform itself. And the only way to stop it is for the Titans, as they call them, to battle it out. And something about that causes the Earth to not go through this terraform, I guess. This big, basically, so the storm you see is going through, like tornadoes popping up everywhere and tsunamis and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. All I know is I'm in it to watch monsters fight monsters and fuck shit up.
Little side note, IMDb at least has Godzilla vs. Kong slated for 2020 release.
Okay.
With Millie Bobby Brown and Kyle Chandler also in that one. So
we could get a surprise appearance from King Kong in this as well. And obviously like I was saying earlier before we were even recording anything, he obviously needs to grow in size. Because he's drastically smaller than even Godzilla would have been, and from his movie, he's from Kong Skull Island.
And you have whatever the
40, 50
years of time could be. Yeah,
him maturing because he was a wee baby.
Yeah,
because even saw like the skulls of his parents that were there, one area,
way bigger, way
massiver. Yeah. So be interesting to see how they do that. We all know Samuel L. Jackson won't be though returning.
Nope,
for that one because he dead. It's a spoiler alert for a movie that came out a couple years ago. Yeah, fuck yourself. 2016, right? Was that one?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's cool. Kong Skull Island. So yeah, I think it looks promising. I like the fact they're basically just teasing a bunch of the different monsters. Because you see Rodan, you see
Mothra.
You see what's his name? King. It's escaping my brain right now. Ghidorah, that's the three-headed monster, the three-headed dragon, I believe. I think it's named King Ghidorah.
I can't remember.
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, so I know there's those ones. which are, it just looks cool. Mothra, you see that opens up his wings. So, you know, excited about that. What else? I think it was really I saw in it. Like at one point you see a bunch of shots of Ken Watanabe's character, like in a temple of some sort that's all like lava-y, and I was like, fuck is going on here? Like, I don't know anything's going on. I'm like, fuck it, I don't even care. I'm like, monsters fighting monsters? Giant monsters fighting giant monsters. I don't give a fuck about the squishy people at all. Y'all die in fires. I don't give two fucks. I just want to see monsters fight monsters.
Looks like a lot of people die in fires in this movie.
Yeah. It looks like, too, because I remember one of the big complaints from the people who were complaining about the last Godzilla.
Who are dumb and stupid and should be punching their dicks.
It's not enough Godzilla. It's like, no, it was the perfect amount because you got to see him do everything. But it was a suspenseful movie. It wasn't a all out, like, this is monsters versus monsters. Like, this one's built more that way. Like, this one's obviously going to be more of that. I feel like the first Godzilla was more of a people story when it comes down to it, surrounded by this crazy circumstance that was happening. I feel like this one's more about the monsters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think it'll... We're not going to complain either way. We like both those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one, they're realizing that they probably can't get away with doing the same thing they did last time and keeping it, you know, actual screen time of these monsters short. And I feel like they're just going to let everybody have as much as possible, and it's going to be ridiculous. So,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
I agree. What's next, Cody?
Cody!
Ah! I got distracted by looking at stuff we're about to talk about. Next up is Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah, man.
We'll start with Mike, because we all know Mike super dug the first one.
I did.
And he's not even a big fan of Harry Potter in general.
I'm a much bigger fan of these movies already than I am of the Harry Potter movies. And I don't hate the Harry Potter movies. I just couldn't.
You don't Lord of the Rings Harry Potter.
No, I don't like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we know.
I like Harry Potter. I don't mind watching Harry Potter. I just feel like there's nothing that grabbed me out of that series. I was like, oh, I'm really locked in as a fan of this series. And something about the first Fantastic Beasts, I was like, well, this is what I wanted Harry Potter to be. Like, they're using magic. You're seeing these creatures. It's everything. It's the whole wizarding world that you're seeing, not just isolated things at one school.
Yeah.
And these people know their shit already. You know, they're not learning how to do little dumb spells and then getting into trouble and trying to get out of it. You know what I mean? Like, so this is, I'm all for this being a super long franchise. Like, I want more and more of these. And the first movie I loved, and there's nothing that I've seen from the trailers of the second movie that makes me think it's gonna have a letdown. Like, everything is pretty awesome. Like the scenes where the flying horses are chasing us. Fuck, give me that all day. Lightning going on. It's dark and stormy. I'm like, fuck yes, dude. Give me all of that. And then just the creatures and all the cast is coming back. Essentially, like the bulk of the cast is coming back. And then, like, again, not being a huge Harry Potter fan, but like, going through and seeing all the Harry Potters and being able to, you know, connect things that were referenced from those and see them into play now makes it even more fun, you know? So, yeah, I'm all for this one. I thought the new trailer looked fantastic. I thought, this is the kind of shit that Johnny Depp was meant to play. Like, he was born to go full character for evil, crazy fucking, you know, characters. Like, that's his thing, and he's gonna hit this shit out the park. So, all for it.
Yeah, that's my big thing. Is I saw pictures, obviously we saw him in the first movie, but pictures came out during Comic-Con of you know, close-ups of him, and it's like, that shit looks awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see more of, because we got the little bit of hint of it at the end of the first movie, and now it looks like with the first trailer he's gonna be a huge part of it throughout the whole movie. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is him, his character.
I like the fact that when we went and saw the first movie, we were all, at least I was surprised because I kept away from spoilers, that we all, because we all knew ahead of the movie that Johnny Depp had signed on to play this character. We just didn't know how he, like, oh, so the next movie we know, that's going to be that. We're going to see him, right? But to, like, me, it was a surprise to see him at the end of the first movie. And you're like,
well, the way we saw him. Yeah.
Fuck you! That's awesome! You know, it's like one of those things like, oh, we're going to see him, like, oh, in a newspaper clipping, or which you did, but after the fact. Anyways, like, it was one of those things like post-credit scene or right before credits, you know, it's like, oh, here he is as, you know, as Grindelwald, and, you know, like, oh. But no, like, to see him transform out of, spoiler alert, by the way, I guess I should throw this out there.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, okay. So, when he transforms and it's revealed that the entire time it was him, you're like, oh, you're not a good person.
No.
You're not a good person at all. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'm so glad that he's just all over this trailer, because for the people who saw the first movie, you got plenty of Newt and you got plenty of Jacob, which is Dan Fogel's character, and, you know, obviously the two ladies that were in that. This one, the first trailer played up a lot of Dumbledore. This one played just straight, pretty much. I mean, it was narrated by Johnny Depp the entire time. He just, every scene, like when you first see him and you walk up on the stage and he turns and you see that he has the mismatched eyes and he has that crazy haircut and he's just pale as shit, you're like, yes, this is like, yes, why isn't this like the thing already? Like, where was he? Like, before he had the crazy hair, and he's, like, blasting fucking roofs off the subway trains, and then he's like, nope, I'm gonna murder everybody, I'm gonna show muggles that weird wizards exist, and fuck your guys' rules. I was like, yes.
I'm really excited to see, the guy who played The Flash is back in it.
Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
That's Credence Barebone?
Yeah, Barbone. I don't know if he has any, like, mythology within the Harry Potter world that I can remember.
I don't know.
But I feel like it's setting him up to be a big part of the third one. Or at least, like, that's kind of, because he was kind of a factor in the first one, obviously. He was doing a lot of bidding. And this one, he's in it. He's obviously got some crazy powers, because you see him calling those creatures or manifesting those creatures. Like,
and then blowing, blowing
shit up. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's obviously got some crazy powers that he's just kind of learning. And I'm hoping, like, this kind of gears towards the third one, him being like the main villain or something like that.
Because gotcha.
He looks super awesome in it.
Yeah.
And he's not Smoke this time. Yeah. Because he turned into Smoke at the end of the first one.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Right. Yeah.
Because of his powers and the fact that Grindelwald basically used him the entire time as a way to even keep himself hidden from everybody. But I think they're going to tie it in pretty interesting, because they keep using that symbol from Voldemort a lot, the Horcrux, that like triangle with the circle and the line through it.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty cool too, because it's in the title scene too. But yeah, I mean, I was just like, yes,
take money.
Yeah, and like the end scene with Nicola Flamel, who is like a famous alchemist from the Harry Potter verse and stuff. You get to meet him, and like that part
super
where
funny.
Dude, he's like, you don't look a day over 375. I was like, oh.
Are you a ghost? No, I'm very much alive. I'm just an alchemist.
Oh, I was like, oh, Dan Fogel would be the best.
Goes to shake his hand, and you just hear, like, cracking. He's like, oh.
Laugh so much.
Yeah.
Oh, made me laugh. I'm trying to see who was playing Nicholas Flamel, or Nicola Flamel. I pulled the list, but I went to Wikipedia instead of IMDb, which would have been a better choice to use. But whatever, right? I don't give a fuck. So after that, let's see, we had, we watched the trailer, the first official trailer for Deadly Class, a new sci-fi television show based on a Rick Remender graphic novel produced by the Russo brothers.
Yeah, it's got a good pedigree behind it.
Yeah, for sure. And it got an awesome comic book that it is based on as well.
I think it looks really good. I don't know the source material at all. I love Rick Remender.
You should read it on Comicology.
I keep forgetting I have it.
It's on there, man.
I pay for it every month, and I keep forgetting that I have it.
It's $5, not even that bad.
No, it's not at all that bad. In fact, I spend more money on Amazon than anything. So $5 doesn't really matter to me.
I'm rich. I'm $5.
Says the guy who bought us all Starbucks.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, thank you,
by the way. In your face, bitch.
Yeah, in your face.
Oh, dang.
What an ass.
All over your face, neck, and chest.
But it looks really good. It's on Sci-Fi, right? Yeah, that was the Sci-Fi one. So I'm a little hesitant to
like it because it's going to like pull it out from underneath you?
Exactly. That one and George R. R. Martin's one. Like
Night Flyer. We've had to watch that trailer. Not really a trailer, but...
They look really good. I'm just afraid that Sci-Fi is just going to be like, nah, we're good.
Speaking of canceled shows, all three seasons of The Expanse are now on Amazon to watch.
Yeah, because Amazon...
Uncensored, no less.
That I didn't know.
Includes the bad words that they bleeped out.
That's awesome.
What about the nudity?
They shadowed around the nudity. I don't know if there actually was any nudity.
I don't think there was actually...
There's that one scene in the first season with Holden and Naomi where they're zero gravity sex, but it was all shadowy nudity.
Yeah.
Like silhouettes and stuff, and you saw bare butt, but that's...
Unless they went...
No full penetration.
Full penetration.
They digitized dicks and shit in it. They're like, boobies and dicks.
This was for you, Mike.
Flailing just, around in space.
Yeah. Just, woo! But not attached to anything. Not like floppy, though. Just like woo, because there's less gravity and stuff like that. You know?
Boobies are just like off and sides.
One's doing this. You're like, get under control, boobs. This is zero gravity.
Calm your tits.
But just one.
Just one. Calm your tit.
The other one?
That's part. Let it go. Left one, you control that shit.
Yeah. I don't have anything to say about this show. Looks cool. I'm not going to watch it, though. Being honest.
How about you go fuck yourself? How's that?
You know.
It's going to be super violent. I just don't know how they're going to handle that on Sci-Fi.
That's what my concern was going to be about how much violence they show in it.
Well, I mean, Expanse got pretty ridiculous.
It did. It absolutely did. So they are pushing the envelope with it. It'll just be interesting to see how much they push that envelope.
This one will be a lot cheaper to make
than The Expanse.
Than The Expanse definitely. And The Magicians and even Happy.
Yeah.
Because in this one, there's really not going to be too much actual digital effects.
Looks like it's mostly going to... Well, no digital effects, but looks like it's mostly going to take place around the school anyway.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how much the comic books take place outside of it.
Later on, they take place out when they go on...
Right. Okay.
Missions, air quotes. Assignments, essentially.
Missions.
Next up will be our first... look at two things from the DC Universe streaming service. The first up is Titans. Titans, for all you who don't know, is the more adultish version of Teen Titans. This one focusing around Robin / Nightwing, Raven, Starfire, Beast Boy, Hawk and Dove, and I think that's it for that cast. There's rumors that they're going to be casting Superboy to appear in it as well, or have cast and no one knows yet. But yeah, what do you think of the trailer for that, Mike?
It's got cool things about it for sure. It's got some dope scenes in it, some cool action sequences. I have to see another trailer before I get like super excited about it, because I mean, live action TV shows of these kind of things don't usually work out.
Yeah, usually they're pretty rough.
You know what I mean? Like Flash and Arrow, you know, they're killing it, but those are the only ones off the top of my head that I could think of. Like, yeah, those are good. I can look at those and say those are good shows. I'm going to watch it, probably, at least give it a try, you know, just because of it's obviously a more violent, more adult-toned superhero kind of thing, which is interesting. The action looks like it could be good, so I'll give it a shot, an episode or two. I am excited that streaming service is only like $8, right?
Yeah, it's cool, but so far this isn't a draw for me.
No, but everything else that has to it, like, I don't mind spending $8 to give this a try and watch all that other shit that's on the service.
Yeah, I'll give it a month, especially if I can binge watch this if it's any good, or if I want to try to make it through it. I forgot to tell you, Raphael plays Hawk in this.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good casting.
Alan Richson, isn't it? That's like the biggest name of anybody I know in the cast that I know of from something else. But yeah, no, like I kind of agree with Joe. Being this is the first thing they showed off from that, I don't know if that's the best foot forward. But it is promising looking.
Yeah,
it wasn't as cheesy and kind of shitty looking as I was afraid it was going to be from a lot of the earlier photos we were seeing, which turned out to not be actually completely accurate for it. But I dig the darker tone. I wasn't too sure. I'm still not too sure if I like the whole fuck Batman line. But then again, it might play into the story that we don't know of yet.
Yeah.
Because obviously this is Dick Grayson going out on his own.
It's really just leading to the season finale. They can show the origin of that meme of where Batman slaps the shit out of Robin. Yeah, they're just going to show that. That's going to be the freeze frame for the season finale.
But he's going to be back in his tidy greenies.
Just blah, right in the fucking face.
Bat slap.
I did see a meme pop up almost like immediately after that.
That's the first thing everybody thought, I think. Yeah. Or at least it's the first thing I thought.
It's the first shot is it's just him saying, fuck Batman, with like the caption underneath. The next one is, no, fuck you, and he's just slapping him. I was like, well, way to be on your toes, Internet. Way to be on your toes. Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not buying... that trailer doesn't make me go, oh, I'm buying the streaming service. It's everything else I know that's coming with that streaming service. And I'm going to get that and at least test it out for a month. You know, for sure, I'm going to test it out for a month. And then if I like that show, that's just a plus. And then if they can now... I'm really, honestly, more interested to see what Swamp Thing's going to look like.
Yeah, they didn't show a shit. I wasn't at the panel, but I haven't seen anything other than, like, drawn images, which basically look like the Swamp Thing from, like, the newer books. They had a walkthrough, like, Swamp Thing of thing at the DC Experience, which I didn't go to because it was, like... A, I had to stand in line outside, and B, it's a super long line.
Never stand in lines outside.
Fuck yourself. There's a sun out here.
Yeah.
And you don't cover your line with anything but just people, so that ain't worth it. I'll give it a shot. $8 for at least a month is not bad of a thought for me. But I really, I do wish, I hope it's a, like a binge watch, so that's the biggest thing. But just so people know, for anybody who wants to do it, if you pre-order your first year, which is $75, which is cheaper than buying it per month anyways, you actually get 15 months for the price.
Yeah,
so you can actually 3 months on top of that for free added to your 12 that you're basically buying at the cost. It's basically what would be less than right around 10 months of the service, less than 10 months of the service.
See.
So if you really want to get into it, like, I'm really going to go full into this, because of all the other benefits besides the TV shows, like the comic books and the discounts on merch and stuff like that.
Movies that are on there.
Movies on there.
Like, already there. Done TV shows are on there. It has like Wonder Woman and Flash.
Got Birds of Prey.
I think Birds of Prey is on there.
It might be. I don't know if it even gives me a list of everything.
But it's got a bunch of the animated card, like Batman the Animated Series is starting with like the half of it starting off.
Yeah.
And then like the Tim Burton Batman movies are on there. The
all four of the original Superman movies are on there.
Yep.
Or all five of the original Superman movies are on there.
So, and then you get digital copies of a bunch of comics too.
Yeah.
So
fair enough. The service seems cool. The show to me, it has just the same feel as Arrow and Flash does to me, and it's really weird to me that that type of basic cable feel. And I don't like it. I just don't like that feel. That's one reason why I don't watch Flash or Arrow. It's very strange. I could probably understand that some people don't understand what I'm saying. But this definitely has that feel to me. Look wise though, it doesn't look too bad. The action seems pretty cool. It's interesting to see more violence in it than I'm used to seeing when my brother watches Arrow or Flash.
Yeah, it's very toned down for television rezones.
Definitely. I guess for feel wise, go watch like the Netflix stuff, and for some reason that feels more
cinematic,
and this is very much a just a TV feel. It's really weird, and I don't understand how you can't get that feel in TV shows.
I get you. Get you. I'm picking what you're putting down. I'm not going to pre-order it for a year, and I'm not going to do that on there. I think they're just trying to get people to jump on as much as possible. I'll give it a shot for the first month.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they haven't, I don't think they've even fully told us yet if there's even going to be a free trial. There may be like a, hey, try it out for 2 weeks or whatever, or like a limited viewing for 2 weeks, or, you know, check out the first episode or something of all these different things, like first episode of Titans, first episode of Justice League Outsiders. Speaking of Young Justice Outsiders, we watched the trailer for that.
Yep.
What'd you think of that?
I didn't like it.
The trailer was awful. Now that I know, going into the trailer, and it just seemed like it was one, it was going to be one movie, and it just jumped from plot point to plot point to plot point, was super fucking weird. Then afterwards, you guys tell me that it's actually going to be a TV show, so I can understand what they were doing there, but it still doesn't make any sense. Why are you showing me like synopsises for every single episode that you're going to have?
Yeah,
condensed into 5 minutes. But if you're going to show me all of those, why there's no overarching thing that you're showing me? It literally was just like a, this is what happens this episode, this is what happens this episode. It doesn't even leave you hanging. It literally just tells you.
Yeah.
There, it doesn't feel like it leaves anything to want to go and watch and see what happens. You know what happens in the beginning. You know what happens in the end. Oh, she's there. He's there. He's dead.
And then he's back there with a different costume.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay. And then it goes to the next episode, and it's just like, oh, what I was getting at is the, who was it, Speedy or whoever it was?
Kid Flash.
And then he disappears at the end because he went too fast.
Then shows up back later in the trailer in a different costume. It's just an updated version of his costume. Okay. You see him as a newer looking, yeah.
Yeah, well, because I was, I thought you were talking about what's her name, who then Artemis? Is the Huntress. Yeah. And it's like, Tigress. Tigress, sorry. Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay.
They tell you that Aqualad fakes her death.
And then she goes back to being whatever Green Arrow.
Artemis,
yeah.
Well, Arsenal, like, I think is the actual Arsenal, technical, yeah.
It's like, it doesn't, this trailer doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's a terrible way of doing it. Even if you would have left all those cliffhanger stuff, it would have been fine. Like, oh, the death of Artemis, the, you know, whatever. And I was like, but then you show, like, oh, we faked her death. I'm like, why?
Why would you put such a plot point in there that leaving out? It
makes me so mad about, I watched that. I was like, well.
You do, if you want to do something like this, you do a supercut of just a bunch of action scenes and stuff throughout the season. And to be honest with you, I'm not very thrilled with the animation. It feels like they just do this same animation all the time, and it's just very
shittier. Bruce Timm.
Yeah, it's just a very basic type of animation that you can just throw out there very quickly. You really should put some actual effort into this.
Actual effort.
In order to really draw people in, if you're going to try and make this like some sort of tentpole showcase for your series, instead of just something that you literally throw out almost a couple times a year on Blu-ray.
Yeah, because the big thing with this originally was announced as it was coming back. I believe it was originally going to be on the Netflix. And then when, I guess, this idea of DC Unlimited or DC Universe became a more of a thing, like, wait a minute, we're going to keep this for ourselves. And that sort of thing. But still, that trailer is just, it's 5 minutes long, and it just, it sets up all this stuff and then instantly spoils it all for you. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you show me all these things and then leave me hanging wanting to experience
show them? Show me the first half, perfectly fine. Oh, she's dead. Oh, this happened. Oh, he disappeared.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on? I want to know what happens.
Yeah. But now I know, like, he comes back. She's not actually dead. Aqualad's not a bad guy. I mean, it does have everybody you could imagine shows up in it. I mean, you saw Ra's al Ghul, you saw Batman, you saw what looked like Damian Wayne's Robin.
Yeah.
You saw, I mean, Shazam was in there, like, everybody was in it. I was like, this isn't just Young Justice, this is just Justice League.
Yeah.
Like, he's wanting to tell me, you should just call this DC animated TV show, because like that's all this was. Yeah,
Wonder Woman shows up at one point. Yeah,
like I mean, Darkseid shows up with Steppenwolf, yeah, and right? Like I was like, this isn't just Young Justice at all. Like, no, you know, like yeah, I don't know, whatever, I don't know, but I was excited, and then I saw the trailer, and I was like, well, I'm still kind of excited because I really did like the Young Justice cartoon, but then you just told me everything was going to happen, so
why?
I guess that's it. Back to something we're excited about, though. Alita Battle Angel trailer number 2 came out.
Yeah, it did.
Full trailer, I guess you could really say, because the first one was more of a teaser. Michael, what did you think of your first extended look at Alita Battle Angel?
I don't know anything about this at all, like the background on it.
Okay, we'll give you a, I'll give you a scale of nah to being throwing money at the screen.
I'm closer to throwing money at this. I want to see it. Just looking at it, it looks interesting. It looks cool. And, you know, we all dig the weird sci-fi shit. I just don't know any background on the character or the previous incarnations or anything like that. I think that's
better for you, though.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch it. I'm not, like, overly excited. It's not one of my, oh, I can't wait to see this kind of thing.
Dip in your wallet, pull money out, put an envelope, and write Mr. Rodriguez, and then put it in the mail?
No, not yet.
Did you get your wallet out and, like, wave at, like...
No, I was just like, I checked my pocket. I was like, yeah, okay. I got my wallet.
Okay. All right. If need be, money can be exposed.
It's right here. Right. It's right here.
So you're not a nab, but you're not a throw money...
No, no. I'm right there. I'm interested to
see...
You're
like a 6 or so, like, hey, check my wallet?
4.
Okay. Solid. Not a 6.5, but okay. All
right. Right there.
All right. Joseph, what'd you think? Scale of Nat to sending money to Rodriguez.
I'm very close to sending money to Rodriguez. Right,
thank you very much.
And the reason why I made the joke, but nobody really went with it before we started here, is like, you know, who's the girl that they hired, you know, with the big eyes?
See, the thing is, this is how they did it. They put a magnifier right in front of her face every time they shot just her, and so it made her eyes all big, but they erased the magnifier.
But I get that, and I don't know much about the production behind it. Like, she could be a totally CG character.
She's not.
She's not.
She's a regular ass person.
Okay, so most of the CG is in her eyes, then, to make them bigger.
Well, and her crazy arms.
Crazy arms, too, but...
That robo
the
body.
The point is, like, they meshed that so well that it... To me, it leaps over the uncanny valley, where it literally
it
just
is
looks like
creepily real.
It's creepily real, and I fucking love it. And I want to see the rest of it. I know a little bit more than Mike does about the
Alita Battle Angel.
Alita Battle Angel. I keep wanting to say like Attila or something like that. Alita Battle Angel. I know it's based off of a Japanese manga.
DC's her in the real life.
Oh goddamn! What up?
Yeah. What's up? How you doing, girl?
Rosa.
Salazar. Yep. So you can see she got no anime eyes. She a regular faced person.
She is fantastic in these trailers. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that she's apparently from a war that took place hundreds of years ago in this universe. And all of those battle angels, as they were called... were supposedly dismantled because they were too powerful after this war, and she's one of the surviving ones of it. But she doesn't know that, obviously. She's brought back as more of artificial, and she's intelligence because she has like a human brain, but she doesn't remember being this fucking killer robot type thing. But everything just looks so gorgeous in this movie. I really want to see if this is coming out in 3D.
Yeah, that would be a venture to go out and see for sure, because it just looks like the part where the dude lowers his fingers and they're like all super long fingers.
Yeah, where
and
then like, he like whips like, them at cat of nine tails, but his fingers. I was like, oh
and
my
like,
god!
And like she's like it's spinning and she's like jumping through. I was like,
yes,
I want this. Like that was even the point where I already had money, fistfuls of money already thrown at the TV. I was just like. You take all of it. Fuck rent. You know, I was like, no, I don't need to eat next 2 months. No, like, take all this money.
I will survive off of my enthusiasm for this show, this movie.
I will eat cat food. Because the cats have to eat, so I'll eat with them. She was in the second and third Maze Runner movies.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she played Brenda, leader of the other group that they meet up with.
Okay, I vaguely remember that. Vaguely.
She's a very attractive young lady.
Yes.
Even without the anime eyes.
Yeah. But just for that alone is the reason why I really want to see this movie. It's just because the
very well done.
The CG just looks so
on everybody.
Well done. On everybody.
All the other crazy fucking, I don't even know if they're technically called battle angels or whatever those other ones are, with like with the mantis arms, the dude with the tentacle fingers, huge in Japan, the other big buff guy, like all of them. I was like, and the guy looks like Phil Seymour Hoffman,
yeah,
with like the Frankenstein face. I was like, oh shit, is that what his last project was?
Yeah, right.
Or they just use his face. He ain't using no more. Soon? Was that too soon?
No.
All right, cool.
But so I can't wait to watch the movie and learn about then this the history of this world.
Yeah, man, it looks. I like the first trailer a lot, and then when I saw her her upgraded body that she finds in the downed ship, I was like, oh, even better. And in this trailer, you see her use it too, like a couple shots, and she pulls out the sword and she stabs that walking tank thing in the face. And I was like, yeah, I'm so down. It's not even funny.
Yeah,
like I literally just got a bunch of blank envelopes and started putting money in for Mr. Rodriguez. I was like, fuck it, one of them's gonna get it. I'm sure it's gonna be eventually. If you are not Robert Rodriguez, the director of movies, please send to Robert Rodriguez, the director of movies.
Yeah.
Care of Cody. But you got, I mean, again, this is one of those things that has a lot of people involved in it that are just amazing filmmakers themselves. You have John Landau, you have James Cameron that are producing it. Mm-hmm. Robert Rodriguez is, I think he might be writing and directing it.
Yeah.
Nope, James Cameron wrote it. So never mind. I'll shut my dumb, stupid mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Sorry. Hey, don't agree like that. That's messed up.
Being a friend. That's all I've done. Yeah, shown being support. A
friend. You need to look at the definition of support.
No. That's friendship support.
Don't let me take your shoe off and hit you in the face.
See? Friendship support. Fair right enough. There.
Prove my own point wrong. Yep. So yeah, I'm super excited about that one for show. For show.
And when does that one come out?
Later this year.
Later this year? Okay. Because it feels like super late. It feels like it's been coming out for a while.
It's like December something. It's like the week before Christmas or some nonsense like that.
Weird.
December has a weird, has a really big release schedule, if I remember correctly. Because there's another big movie coming around that same time that I was like, I don't know if you guys really want to do this or not. Like, there's a lot of movies coming around that time, and I don't think you chose very correctly. But whatever, right? Who cares? Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that movie too. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, yes, please. Next movie, I was surprised to enjoy this trailer a lot, and it is Glass.
Yeah.
I saw the poster that I sent you guys when it came out. It was like the bottom of their legs sitting in the chair, and the reflection was their alter egos. You know, you see like Unbreakable, you see the Beast, and you see Mr. Glass. And I was like, oh, okay, is that what he looks like? Like, I know what those two look like because I seen them already in a movie.
Yeah.
But Beast, I was like, is he actually look like this? Does he actually train, like, he Hulk up? Like, he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Does that happen?
Very much seems like it, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I did not know that. And I was in my head, I was like, do I have to watch Split now? Is that something I have to do? Like,
yeah.
And then I watched this trailer. I was like, how can I watch Split? Like, what services do I own that I can watch this on? Because I think it's actually on HBO or one of those ones.
Yes, it is on HBO. Yeah. HBO Go.
So I can watch it on that for sure. I don't feel I want to pay for it just yet. But I'm willing to definitely watch it, especially after this one. I've heard really good things about it. I heard James McAvoy is like amazing in it.
Yes.
Because he plays like 23 different characters.
Yeah.
And I heard it's very suspenseful. But I remember watching the trailer for Split for the first time and thinking, oh, this looks rad. And it says directed by visionary film director
M. Night Shyamalan.
I was like, oh, I don't want to see this anymore because I've been stung too many times by these movies you've made in the last handful. And I'm not talking about like Avatar. I'm talking about like his movies. I was like, you know, I wasn't completely dead until I saw The Happening. And I was like, well, you definitely lost me as a fan for sure. Not of your early stuff. I'll watch your early stuff all the time.
I haven't rewatched anything by him.
Dude, his first three were fantastic.
Yeah.
I will throw a shoe directly at Joe's face.
No, they're good. The first three were good, but
friends. Anyways, so after seeing the trailer, I was like, well, I definitely now need to go back and watch Split. A, so I know what the fuck's going on with that character completely.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's a lot of tie-in stuff to it as well in this one.
Apparently.
And there might even, those might even be clips from Split. I don't even know. But I don't, again, because I haven't seen it, so I don't know if that's new stuff or that's just a rehash of the old stuff. But I like the fact, I love the fact they're really digging deep into the whole Mr. Glass thing. I mean, obviously called Glass, but like they really play up that the superhero, supervillain stuff. Yeah. And like they at the end, like, what do you call you, good sir? And he goes, first name Mr., last name Glass. And I was like,
but the cool thing is, villain line. It takes that, what more of like a realistic approach to what a superhero or a supervillain would be.
Yeah.
You know, you don't trust that these people have superpowers. They look like just normal people. So they have to have some sort of weird psychological problem with them. And that's what this trailer seems to be like. You know, we're trying to get to the bottom of this. You don't really have superpowers. You're just imagining this type of stuff. And even in the original movie, Unbreakable, you kind of had that, like, is this really happening? Is this, does he really have super strength? You know, what's going on here type thing? So this will be definitely interesting to see where they go with that.
Yeah. I was pretty happy. Mike, what'd you think?
The trailer looked so good. I was like, fuck, I have to go back and watch Split. Like that, I thought the trailer looked fucking amazing. And it was the same thing with me when I first saw the trailer for Split a couple years ago. I was like, oh, this looks cool. And then I saw it was in Night Shyamalan and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to watch that because I don't watch his movies. Because they were sucking so hard for so long. And I've not paid to watch anything of his since The Village. And that's why I haven't paid to watch anything of his. And then I kept getting reaffirmed that I was making the right decisions every time he released a movie. If it was The Happening, Lady in the Water.
Avatar.
Not Avatar. After Earth.
Him, but yeah.
Yeah, After Earth. Airbender. I still haven't seen After Earth.
After Earth, Airbender. Did you just fart?
Nope.
What'd you do?
Yeah, the chair was creaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an old chair.
Sure. It's an old Cody. That's what it is.
Hey, man.
But yeah, so when Split, I was like, ah, fuck. Well, that looked good, but I'm not going to watch it. And then people were like, nah, this shit was really cool. And then, like, after the first weekend, we're like, holy shit, it's a sequel to Unbreakable. And then they announced, hey, we're getting another one called Glass. I was like, what the fuck? I have to watch this now? And I put it off. And then I saw this trailer. I was like, well, fuck me. I'm going to have to go back and watch them.
Because I'm not putting it off anymore.
So, I don't know.
Stupid making me watch next week. Let's watch it next week.
We will stay out of the Arizona hot sun. Fucking sun like you wanted and watch a movie. We will watch Split.
That's only a movie, though.
Yeah, so?
It needs to be a long movie if we're going to stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
We'll find some other stuff to watch. It's fine.
Oh, we definitely will.
Shake down, break down.
Take down.
I'm not watching that movie.
You should watch the movie. It's not a bad movie.
Nah.
I think you guys are trolling. Understand what the ending is.
Nope. I want you to watch it just so you can get to that one part and have the same feeling we had of like, why did they do this?
Yep.
What happens if I love the ending?
You will in a this is horrible way.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like I started off why did they ruin this movie by putting this ending? And then I was all like, this ending is the calling card of this movie. And I love it a little bit because they had the balls to do something they had no business trying to do. So,
you suck as shit.
If you're going to fail, you fail by trying to go too big.
Yep. I agree.
And I can respect that. Go big or go home.
Aim for the stars and hit the moon, right?
Some shit like that. Isn't it backwards? Isn't it aim for the...
I don't know.
No, I don't know. What's further away? Stars are further away, right?
Yeah. For the stars, hit the moon or something like that. I think it's insane.
If you don't make it, then you land on the moon.
Yeah, I
don't remember. It sounds like a terrible place to be. Maybe they should rethink that saying.
It does sound like a terrible place to be.
But speaking of going home,
Joe's got busy stuff to do. He doesn't want to be here anymore.
Are we done?
Is that are we done? Where are we at? Oh, fuck me in the ass. Okay.
Whoa!
I did not realize that.
Whoa! Whoa! Calm down there, guy.
That's why it slipped.
Did. That's why the chair is squeaky. Chris Hardwick's returning to AMC.
Yeah, I just read that too when I was scrolling through.
They did an internal investigation and found out that they're willing to take a chance with him. So apparently the evidence was in his favor. Or not, again, I don't know how
that works. Not necessarily in his favor, but probably not
damning enough.
Conclusive enough to be like, no, we need to. He didn't tweet out racist things or, you know, somebody
pantomime child rape.
Yeah, dive into his past to yeah.
You heard about Dan Harmon, right?
Yeah, that was a sketch that he did.
Yeah, for a film festival.
Yeah, film festival. That's what it was.
What do you think is horseshit? If you bring that back up, whatever. Greg Rucka book got picked up for adaptation. Anyways, yeah, that's it for this week's episode.
Joe's so mad at you.
What?
Dragging this on.
He'll get over it eventually.
Doubtful.
Anyhow, comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
He made it go long too, and I am Cody.
Yeah,
and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.